We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is WWJ All Local.
For those Michigan residents living with a criminal past, you'll soon have a chance to clean the slate and get those records expunged. It all starts next April following legislation signed into law today by the governor. Joining us live and local to explain is WWJ's John Hewitt. John.
A seven-bill package, Jackie, that goes by that very name, the Clean Slate Law. It essentially expands the criteria, if you will, for expungements related to traffic offenses, marijuana convictions, various minor crimes. And at the governor's signing ceremony today in Detroit, Mayor Mike Duggan was among the speakers, and he said anyone interested, the city would be happy to be your lawyer.
If you get your record expunged, your wages tend to go up almost 25% within a year. There's a whole lot of folks in this city that if you go through this process, we can move you into the middle class. And while this law doesn't kick in until April, if you go to the website now, DetroitMI.gov, we'll get you started, we'll get the process going, so that when April, when the law takes effect, we can get you expunged immediately.
Duggan estimates the revised Clean Slate Law could make up to 80,000 additional Detroiters eligible for expungement and off to a new start. Reporting live, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
The State Health Department is now updating its list of COVID outbreaks across Michigan.
123 new outbreaks reported. Schools topped the list with a combined total of 26 more cases. 20 cases of COVID-19 reported in schools K through 12, while 6 are tied to colleges and universities. Social gatherings like parties or funerals reporting 16 more outbreaks. 14 new outbreaks of coronavirus reported in long-term care facilities, and 10 at religious services. From the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
Washtenaw County Health Department alerting the public to the possibility of COVID-19 exposure at two local restaurants. Anyone visiting the Brown Jug from October 1st through the 3rd or the 6th, or Chapala Mexican Restaurant on October 1st, is advised to monitor themselves for symptoms, stay away from others for as long as 14 days, and seek COVID-19 testing. To date, 13 cases are associated with those locations.
The Trump campaign has abruptly moved a planned rally tomorrow by the president's son after learning that the gun range where Eric Trump was supposed to appear had employed one of the men accused in the plot to kidnap the governor. In a Facebook post today, Huron Valley Guns says the suspect was fired after 3 weeks after questionable behavior, like showing up to work in full tactical gear. It's not yet clear where the new venue is going to be held.
Meanwhile, during an appearance in Detroit today on behalf of House Democratic candidates, Governor Whitmer was weighing in on last week's revelations about the alleged plot to kidnap her. 13 people have been charged, the governor again reiterating that she believes rhetoric from the president and others have stirred things
up. These are groups that used to be hidden in the shadows and on the fringe who are now very comfortable being open about they're violent threats, and I think that it's incumbent on everyone with a platform to call it what it is. These are domestic terrorists that are intimidating and threatening their fellow Americans.
President Trump's press secretary put out a statement saying that it was the governor, Governor Whitmer, who was sowing division with outlandish allegations.
A worker at a Macomb County fast food restaurant who was sexually assaulted by a co-worker is now suing not only her employer, but also her assailant. Attorney Van Johnson filing that suit today against Turner Services Group after the 17-year-old special needs woman was raped at the Jimmy John's restaurant in Sterling Heights back in August. Johnson telling WWJ current Michigan law would otherwise hold the employer harmless. But in this case, Johnson says they knew the assailant was a convicted rapist listed on the Michigan Sex Offenders Registry.
They knew that the manager had reported to Human Resources concern about him in view of the way in which he was responding and reacting to women. And apparently, HR did nothing about it.
The 36-year-old coworker facing new criminal charges now, including violation of parole. WWJ has placed a call out to Turner Services Group for comment. It's a fine of $60,000 and an order to install a new seawall along a portion of the Detroit River. The state of Michigan says the company Revere Dock has now agreed to those terms following last year's dock collapse near historic Fort Wayne. The site was the former location of Revere Copper and Brass Company. The collapse spilling dirt, asphalt, concrete, and steel into the water.
It's really important that, you know, that they follow exactly how we spelled out they should proceed with this so that we make sure that there's very little disturbance of the legacy contaminants that are there, and make sure that the river, you know, that there's not new contamination introduced, and that the river remains as a place where people can recreate and they can fish and they can boat.
Nick Assendelft is spokesperson for the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. He says the company is now going to install a new 600-foot steel seawall in order to restore the dock.
And the city of Troy will be home to the 19th location of Buddy's. Owners say that the door will open Monday, October 26th, to the newest pizza location on Wilshire Drive near Crooks and Big Beaver. It'll have tables spaced for social distancing, and only 50% capacity will be allowed. Additionally, for the first time, Buddy's will give guests a look into their kitchen. Well, they'll have a glass block window between the dining room and the kitchen.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.